I was just wondering if you could tell me how the Manic Shine arrived at the sound you're at now and how it differs to bands like yourselves.
Well, this is the thing. We all have a very eclectic music taste, but at the same time, we were all basically brought up on the golden years of music. And when it came to actually writing the music, we combined it with modern rock. Guys like Rage Against the Machine, Tool, all that sort of stuff. And we all sort of tend to combine it together into this fusion of classic rock and modern rock. We kind of like to bring something new to the live setting. And I think it's paid off massively because we're now renowned for being a live band. You know, you have to see us live, basically.
I gather one of the band's key focuses at the moment is to carry on working on the album. How's it coming along?
We're coming up with an 11-track album to be released at the end of May 2011. It'll be a combination of the Manic Shine EP and then the rest of the songs that we've been wanting to record over the last year that we've jammed together and rehearsed and practiced.
And I also hear that a music video for the song Pretenders in the pipeline. How did that come about?
We've been wanting to do a music video for a while, but we were fed up with all of these ridiculously stock, stereotypical band videos of the band playing in some stupid lighted rooms. How many of those videos have you seen? You know what I mean? Like, so many of them. I just thought to myself, we need something different, something to set us apart.
So it sounds like it's really coming together for the Manic Shine at the moment. Have you got any tips for people that want to try and make it in the industry?
By being a musician, you're already not conforming to what we would call an otherwise conservative lifestyle. Following the set path of university, job, money, marriage, kids, repeat. If you don't love this in any serious way, then I'd stick with your day job, if you know what I mean.